U.S. diplomats are confined to Baghdad's green zone for now, unless they travel by helicopter. Blackwater, the security contractor that protects them when they travel by road, is under suspension and investigation now after a violent road incident last Sunday in which 8 Iraqi civilians were killed. The Maliki government wants to ban Blackwater from working in Iraq, and on Friday, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said that in the wake of the incident, she has ordered a full review of protection for U.S. diplomats in Iraq. We're joined now by Mike Heidingsfield, president of the Memphis and Shelby County Crime Commission, who trained Iraqi police under contract with the private company DynCorp. He joins us from the studios of WGUC in Cincinnati. Mike, thanks very much for being with us again.
Thank you for having me again.
How different are what we call the rules of engagement that a private contractor has from those of the military, and do they sometimes differ from mission to mission or company to company?
No, the rules of engagement are set by the ambassador and overseen by the regional security officer in the embassy, and typically in the contracts that the companies hold, there's a conformity between the company's rule of engagements and what the State Department requires. The rules of engagement that we followed were very specific. The use of lethal force was only provided for in the defense of life of yourself, another member of the coalition forces, or the Iraqi security forces. Ironically, it was not permitted in the defense of Iraqi civilians. So this notion that contractors run amok throughout Iraq, firing at will and killing people with impunity, is certainly not consistent with what I experienced during my first 14-month tour there.
Who takes responsibility for the actions of private security firms in the end?
Well, that is the ultimate question. I don't think anybody's quite sure of that. In terms of legal accountability, it's very difficult to understand. Of course, the Uniform Code of Military Justice was adjusted, if you will, some 6 months ago by a slight variation in the language that suggests now that contractors working in concert with United States military forces in a combat zone fall under the authority, if you will, of the UCMJ. I don't think that's been enforced yet, and it's going to be a very difficult wicket, if you will, to figure out, because they're two entirely different things.
Firstly, we ought to note for the record the vast majority of private contractors who were at work in Iraq aren't conducting missions of lethal force. They are cooking and cleaning and that sort of thing, and often hiring local civilians. But why are there so many private contractors protecting U.S. personnel in Iraq anyway, as opposed to military units?
I think when you boil it down to the basics, it's a question of numbers. You know, we have a force structure today in the United States Armed Forces that is significantly reduced from 20 years ago. We simply don't have the capacity to provide that protection through the use of military assets.
You've spent a lot of time talking to Iraqis on your various, I almost called them deployments, and why not call them deployments, I guess, in Iraq. Do they sometimes get either frustrated or simply don't comprehend the whole idea of private contractors?
I think it certainly is fair to say that they're sometimes frustrated and sometimes frightened. Fundamentally, security contractors are employed to keep principles alive, and that is based on the assumption that those principles are contributing to the war mission and the rebuilding of Iraq, and therefore their being alive is a critical premise. The rub comes when conditions in Baghdad or in Iraq stymie or impede the ability of the contractors to execute their mission and put the principles at risk. So you end up doing things like driving across medians, going the wrong way against traffic, and obviously sometimes engaging in the use of firearms. And it's very difficult to reconcile that with the overall strategy of trying to win the hearts and minds of people.
Mike Heidingsfield, who's president of the Memphis and Shelby County Crime Commission, joined us from the studios of WGUC in Cincinnati. Thanks very much for being back with us, Mike.
Thank you.